I would just like to welcome the 2013 Open Champion, Phil Mickelson. Phil, what a fantastic achievement today. You came from five behind. I heard you mentioning on television there you think this is one of the best rounds, if not the best round of your career. Can you sum up how you feel right now, please?
This is just an amazing feeling to win this great championship and to play probably the best round of my career and hit some of the best shots that I've ever hit. Certainly putt better than I've ever putted. I was getting ready for today, and I just thought, you know, I need to bring my A game today. I just need to bring it. I need to show up and play some of my best golf, and I did. I played some of the best golf of my career. It feels amazing to have this championship. And then to make it even more special to have Amy, Amanda, Sophia, Evan here, to share this moment with Bones, to have Steve Loy, who's been with me back from my college days all the way through, to have Butch Harmon here to share this moment, it really is special. It's a day that I'll always cherish, always remember.
Okay, we'll take some questions from the floor, please. Microphone number two on the right here.
Phil, as that back nine was going on, you're a guy that gets energized by the big stage, obviously, and you see you're moving up the leaderboard and you hit the ball well. Can you just talk about kind of that wave that kind of started and when it started and what that was like as it progressed?
You know, Mark, I was behind, obviously, the whole day, and I was one over par for the championship, one under for the day when I was on 13, and I hit a really good 5-iron in there. And it was a putt that was going to make the rest of the round go one way or the other. Because I just thought if I made it, you know, it would give me some momentum, get me to even par for the championship, a score that I thought had a good chance of being enough. And that putt went in, and it just gave me a nice momentum boost because it's very hard to make birdies out here. You're not going to hit it to tap in distance. You're going to have to make some good putts. And that was as close as I thought I would have a chance at birdie coming in, and I ended up making it. It was a critical putt. But I came right back on 14 where I had a good opportunity to make another one, and I did. Made some good pars on 15 and 16, and when I was walking up 17, that's the moment that I had to kind of compose myself because I hit two of the best three woods I've ever hit. I mean, that is exactly why I don't have a driver in the bag. Those two three woods were the two best shots probably hit on the week to get it on that green. And as I was walking up to the green, that was when I realized that this is very much my championship and my control. And I was getting a little emotional. I had to kind of take a second, slow down my walk, and try to regain composure because not only I still needed a two-putt birdie, but I also needed to make a tough par on 18, and I fortunately made birdie on both. Yes, I saw that one under was leading and that I had a chance to get a two-shot lead if I were to two-putt. I saw I believe this is the first year we've had electric scoreboards here at the British Open, and I was able to see one right there on 17 green.
Scott, microphone number four. There. Oh, sorry, behind you there, on the right.
Phil, many congratulations. About this time 7 days ago, I seem to recall asking you at the Castle Stewart where your first win in the home of golf ranked against all the other titles you've won in your career. So different week, same question. Where does this now rank against the others? And can you just explain how much of a benefit playing at Castle Stewart in the Scottish Open has been for this week?
Well, winning Castle Stewart at the time, you know, was a big win for me, but in 7 days it has gone down considerably. It was a special week for me last week because I was playing so well. It gave me confidence heading into this week. It was exactly what I needed to propel me into this championship. And playing well on that final day in difficult conditions gave me the confidence that I could play some of my best golf on links conditions, and I did. I mean, today was as good as I could play. It was one of the best rounds I've ever played.
We'll go over to the left. Shane, microphone number three.
Phil, you first visited these shores essentially in 1991 when you played in the Walker Cup at Portmarnock, but you were inspired by an Alistair Mackenzie Classic at Lahinch. You cite it as being one of your favorite courses. It's a great links course. Why has it taken 22 years for you to bring home a claret jug?
Well, I did enjoy Lynx Golf when I first played at the Walker Cup in 91 at Port Marnock. It was a wonderful test. I played well. But the conditions and the penalty for missed shots in the Open Championship are much more severe than we played then, and it took me a while to figure it out, I would say. I mean, it's been the last 8 or 9 years I've started to play it more effectively. I've started to hit the shots more effectively. But even then, you know, it's so different than what I grew up playing. I always wondered if I would develop the skills needed to win this championship. And I saw you there on 9, and it was a cool feeling when I made birdie there to get to even for the day or for the tournament. And no, I knew going into the back 9, I was in contention with a good shot. And to finally capture this, it feels really, really good.
Okay, microphone number 1 right on the left, please.
Phil, 2 parts. Number 1, can you kind of explain how important... I'm over here, Phil.
Way over here.
Thank
you. Oh, got it.
Congratulations, first of all. 2, can you talk a little bit about how important that session with Butch was yesterday morning that we talked about yesterday? And number 2, Bones said to us after the round that you actually had to slow him down on number 1. Can you talk about that?
Well... Yesterday, I had a good practice session with Butch because Friday I did not strike it very well. And we set up a little mini station that gave me a little bit more width and forced me to keep the club a little bit more out as opposed to dropping underneath, which is a problem I tend to have. And I started to hit the ball pretty solid yesterday. I had to hit some fades throughout the day because I didn't quite feel comfortable hitting draws from that wider position. But today it all clicked. I mean, today was where I put the rhythm and the mechanics together and hit some great shots. And walking down 1, you know, all week Bones has said to me, and last week at Castle Stewart, slow down, let's enjoy this. And he started walking a little fast, and so I was able to reverse it on him.
Microphone number 3, right at the back, please. Back left.
Yeah, Neil. Phil, related to that, what does winning this major mean to Bones?
Yeah, he was getting choked up in the locker room. I mean, this is really special for both of us. It's a special moment to be part of the great history of this championship. It's a great accomplishment for us as a team and for me in my career to win this championship that has been the biggest challenge. This has been the biggest challenge for me to overcome and capture this championship, this trophy.
Okay, microphone number 4, Scott, this time, please.
Phil, can you just sort of talk about the coming from the deflation that you felt last month at Marion to the elation that you feel today and that transition and getting there?
It's a huge difference in emotions, as you can imagine, and being so down after the U.S. Open, to come back and use it as motivation, to use it as a springboard, knowing that I'm playing well and to push me a little bit extra to work harder to come out on top, and in a matter of a month to turn around it really feels amazing. I thought that you know, it could go either way. You know, you have to be resilient in this game because losing is such a big part of it. And after losing the U.S. Open, it could have easily gone south where I was so deflated I had a hard time coming back. But I looked at it and thought I was playing really good golf. I had been playing some of the best of my career, and that I didn't want it to stop me from some potential victories this year and some potential great play. And I'm glad I didn't, because I worked a little bit harder, and in a matter of a month I'm able to change entirely the way I feel.
Microphone number 2, Mike at the front here, please.
Phil, many congratulations. First of all, can you tell us a little bit about the name Mickelson and whether there's any Scottish heritage to that?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe a wee bit.
And will you be finding out?
I don't know.
Second question is, the last 2 editions of the Open have been inherited by someone else's misfortune. Is it extra special to have taken that tournament by the scruff of the neck today and positively won it?
Honestly, I don't care either way how I got this trophy. I got it, and it just so happened to be with one of the best rounds of my career, which is really the way I've played my entire career. I've always tried to go out and get it, like you're saying. I don't want anybody to hand it to me. I want to go out and get it, and today I did.
Okay, microphone number 1, John at the front, please.
Phil, congratulations again. The list of winners of here at Muirfield, I think most of them are all Hall of Famers. It must be extra special to do it here. And secondly, did you set a target this morning? Do you think I'm going to have to shoot this sort of number, or did you just go out and try and play?
I saw that there were some scores under par early on, and I thought maybe it was playing a little bit easier than it had. But there again, the conditions tend to get more difficult later in the day as things dry out. I felt like my only goal was to get it to even par for the championship at the turn. And when I got to number 9 at one over, knowing that that's really our birdie hole there, and I made birdie and was able to do that, to get it to even par, that was my goal, because now it's a 9-hole competition and I'm right in the thick of it. I thought right around even, maybe one under would be enough to win the championship, and I felt I was playing well enough to shoot that on the back 9, and ultimately did. It feels great. Yeah, any list, no matter where it's played, to be able to capture this claret jug feels terrific, and certainly the past champions here at Muirfield are exceptional, and to be part of that feels great.
Okay, microphone number 2 on the far right here, please.
Hi, Phil. You spoke earlier about Castle Stewart. The last 3 Open winners have played at the Scottish Open the week before. Do you think that suggests more of the top world players should play next year?
I think that, you know, getting your best golf out and try to peak for certain events, it's a very personal thing. You know, some people like to play the week before, some people don't, and for me, I do. And for me personally, Castle Stewart was a great place for me to get ready. It gave me some great links golf experience. I got to hit all the shots that we were playing today. In fact, Castle Stewart was very firm and fast, just like it was here at Muirfield. But that doesn't mean that it's right for everybody, but it certainly was good for me.
So you'll be home to continue your winning run in Scotland and in Aberdeen next summer?
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Microphone number 3, Ted, right at the back.
Phil, congratulations. You realize you haven't let go of that trophy since you sat up there, by the way.
Yeah, it feels pretty cool to have this in grasp.
How about the way you won? Just hanging around, shooting the 32 in the back, and then is that a little more satisfying and fun, or how do you describe that and the wow factor?
Yeah, the wow factor just kind of happened. It wasn't like I was setting out thinking I need to make birdies or I was trying to force birdies. I was just trying to hit good shots, and I made a bunch of putts today. I mean, I really putted great. It's as good as I've ever putted in my career. I've been fortunately putting like this for quite some time now. And links greens have actually been, I think, the reason why I have not been in contention very often here. More so than some of the ball striking. And I putted these greens phenomenal, some of the best I've ever putted. And today, those birdies just kind of happened. They weren't forced. I just hit good shots. Ball kind of ended up in a spot where I could make a putt, and I did. I mean, I made a lot of putts. It really doesn't matter how. I mean, just to capture this championship and to be a part of the history of this event and to win the Open Championship, the event I thought would be the hardest and has been the hardest in my career to capture, to come out on top, and to play my best golf. That doesn't matter how, but certainly the birdie 4 of the last 6 is awesome.
Microphone number 3 on the left, please.
Phil, some of the guys mentioned the greens were slower today. You said earlier in the week you've been watching in the mornings. I'm wondering, did you do some scouting again this morning? And also you mentioned you had a secret you'd determine with your putting, and can you reveal that now?
You know, and when I said it was a secret in my putting, it's, you know, there's a million different ways to putt, but for me, I've kind of really keyed in on some stuff, and it feels great to the putt like this. And then I didn't really look at the players this morning. I didn't watch TV. I wanted to kind of create my own way of how I was going to play the course, and I didn't want to be influenced by what was happening in other people's shots. But I did see the scores, and I did see that there were a number of people under par, 2, 3, 4 under Duffner shot. So I felt like there were some birdies out there.
Okay, microphone number 4 on the right, please.
All right, Phil, this might be a hard one for you to answer, but you've got 3 out of the 4 now, and you're 6 second places away from a career Grand Slam. Do you think this enriches your legacy, say, as one of the greatest players in the game?
I think that if I'm able to win the U.S. Open and complete the career Grand Slam, I think that that's the sign of the complete great player, and I'm a leg away. I mean, it's been a tough leg for me, Hank. I mean, so you know that, but I think that's a sign. I think there's five players that have done that, and those five players are the greats of the game, and you look at them with a different light. And if I were able to ever win a U.S. Open, and I'm very hopeful that I will, but it has been elusive for me, and yet this championship has been much harder for me to get.
Microphone number one, Brian at the front, please.
Hi, Phil. Congratulations. The course has had its critics this week, mainly for the state of the greens and how quick they were. How big a part did conditions play today? A little bit cooler today, a little bit more moisture in the air. Did that help?
I'm not sure. I thought these last 2 days it was set up perfectly, and it's very difficult to find that fine line between hard but fair and going over the edge. And I thought that these last 2 days were perfect because it gave a player like myself that hit shots exactly how I was wanting to make birdies and to pull away. And I also saw a lot of guys where they hit less than perfect shots, make bogeys and doubles, and fall back. And I think that's what you're looking for in a setup. I thought the last 2 days were great.
Okay, guys, we're going to need to wrap up shortly, so we'll take microphone number three and then microphone number two.
Hey, Karen.
Phil, when is Bones the most valuable to you, on days like Friday or days like today? And just how do you explain that your long and productive relationship with him?
Yeah, we've had a great partnership over the last 20 plus years of my career, you know, from the time I turned pro. And it's very difficult here to pull clubs because you have three different options on every shot based on the trajectory and whether you're working it into the wind or with the wind. And to pull shots or to pull clubs when you have to not only pull the right club, but you have to describe the right shot and to be descriptive and for us to be on the same page, it's really difficult to do. And we were on the same page all week. There were a few that we were off, like everybody, but there were only a few. We did a good job together, and you know, Bones was exceptional. We sure are enjoying this. This is a great moment for us.
Okay, final question, Colin, right over on the far right.
Congratulations, Phil. When I was working through there a few minutes ago, I think I heard Amy say on TV that you'd said this morning you were going to bring the claret jug home. Was that in fact the case? And if so, was there any reason why you said it?
No, I didn't make any predictions. I just felt like I was playing really well. I mean, playing some of the best I've ever played, and to just try to put it all together and just play a good round. That we were going to try to get something we didn't have, which was a claret jug. But there were no predictions because you just don't know what's going to happen out here. You don't know what the winning score is going to be. You don't know what other players are going to do. And this is just a day and a moment that I will cherish forever. This is a really special time and as fulfilling a career accomplishment as I could ever imagine.
Phil, thank you again. Congratulations, 2013 Open Champion.
Thank you.